Good morning, everyone. This is Fran. I recently encountered a comment that went something like this. I'm not going to sacrifice my interests in favor of the whole. So it made me think a little bit about who is this one who whose interests exceed that of the whole. And I was brought to Okamura, who says, to practice is to awaken to the self that is part of all things. The subject of practice is not the personal self, but all beings. I feel like we're learning this the hard way these days. We're learning that we're not separate from the air we breathe, which might be transporting a deadly virus. We're learning that we're not separate from the soil that grows the food we eat, or the laborers who harvest it, or the tractor trailers who transport it, or the grocery clerks who stock the shelves and check us out, or the delivery people who bring it to our door. It makes me think of perhaps being one cell in a body. So, say, I'm a muscle cell. And I survive off of the nutrients that the body delivers to me and the blood supply. And I benefit from neurochemicals that the brain sends my way. But I also provide a valuable function to the body. So we work together to create this one whole that is much greater than the sum of the parts. But suppose instead I was a cancer cell. Same thing, you know, I would be living off of the nutrients from the body, be benefited by the blood supply, all the machinery that the body provides. But I'm not really providing any service back. I'm not providing anything to make the rest of the body work well. I'm just growing, doing my own thing, making more cancer cells. But eventually, the host dies. The person that I'm living off of, the body that I'm surviving on, dies, and I die too. So this unseparation, this need to work together, is precisely what we're doing with our Zazen this morning. We're practicing this, noticing that there's no one who's separate from anything else. I like the idea that this is a practice of non-doing. When we're sitting silent and still on our cushions, we're not doing anything. There's no one doing anything. There's breath that flows in and flows out, and we can notice that. But the breath is just breathing the breath. Thoughts emerge, sounds arise, sensations arise, emotions may arise. But these also arise without anyone doing it. The brain just secretes those thoughts. The bird just sings that song. We're not making that happen. There's not a separate self who's making that happen. Okamura says, Zazen enables us to see clearly that we are part of the world, part of nature, part of Buddha. There's no separate individual who practices Zazen and becomes enlightened. We simply actualize the self that is connected to all dharmas. So what we gradually start to notice and realize and appreciate is that things exist only in relationship. Okamura says, we are all the things that we experience. We are created by them. Without this relationship with all things, we could not exist even for one moment. In reality, I, you, and all other beings do not exist at all. Only relationships and interactions exist. So we have to live in community. Our heart, our lungs, our liver, our muscles, our bones, our brains only exist in relationship to each other. And together make up one body. And these bodies only exist in community with each other and the world of which we are a part. Okamura says, we are created by the world and by society, and we collectively create society and influence the world. The world and the self are truly one thing. When we function harmoniously as a part of the network of all things, as part of immeasurable or universal reality, our individual lives become healthy and wholesome.